There are places in the world where history doesn't feel like it's in the past. It lingers. It breathes. It waits. Tonight, we're stepping aboard one of the most famous and most haunted ships ever built. A ship that has crossed oceans, carried royalty, survived war, and some believe held on to the souls of those who never truly left. This is the Queen Mary. What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
And I'm Nick.
And welcome into the Ominous Archives. What's new with you?
I mean, it's early, but we've got news that we're going to hold close to the chest for now.
Yeah.
But
exciting things are happening.
Yeah, definitely exciting things in the works.
Yeah.
So we're not as boring this week as we normally are, where there's nothing going on. Right. There's some things.
Keep your eyes things peeled. Things are turning.
Yeah, eyes peeled.
Aside from that.
Weather's finally breaking, yes. Which is always nice.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really complain. I just went to Florida where it was really nice and beautiful.
And gets the flu for a week.
Yeah.
Comes back, records an episode, then leaves and goes to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's how that works.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my forehead is peeling majorly from the sunburn. So there's that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go anywhere with sun and not get sunburn. And mind you, before, like, you do the, well, why wouldn't you put sunblock on? I did.
Nah. All we did here while you were away is we have mourning doves that come to nest. And before they nested, they were trying to nest. Like, they were trying to build a nest in this one spot. And I kind of, like, blocked it off. And then I was like, well, they're a migratory bird. I'll let them nest. They're not, like a nuisance. But I, like, converted an old birdhouse I had to make it fit. And they were hanging out in it for a couple days, and I haven't seen them for a while now. So, but the baby just, bird.
She's a fan.
Mm-hmm. She likes them. They're not bad. They don't do anything. So, other than that, let's hear about this Queen Mary.
Let us. So, before the ghost stories, before the whispers in empty hallways, there was ambition. The Queen Mary was built during a time when ocean liners were the ultimate symbol of power and prestige. Nations competed not just with armies, but with ships. Launched in 1934 by the Cunard Line, the RMS Queen Mary was designed to dominate the Atlantic. She stretched over 1,000 feet long, a floating city of steel and elegance. Inside, everything was crafted for luxury. Grand staircases, polished wood, chandeliers, and bathrooms filled with music. She carried some of the most famous people in the world. Actors, politicians, royalty, names that defined an era. But even in those early years, the sea was unpredictable. Storms battered her decks, passengers fell ill, and like all ships of her size, there were deaths on board. Quiet, often unspoken, but real. The Queen Mary was never just a vessel of glamour. She was, from the beginning, a place where life and death coexisted.
I have to kind of double back to a point where, oh, I wonder if you said bathrooms instead of ballrooms.
I did.
Because I was sitting there and you said it and I'm like,
I definitely did.
Were the bathrooms actually filled with music back then?
I definitely did. Okay, well, meant to say ballrooms.
Yeah.
For that.
I wasn't calling you out on the bathrooms part because I read it as bathrooms also. But I was kind of just like, why were the bathrooms at that time filled with music? Music.
You know, I thought when I was saying it, I was like, interesting. Anyway.
It's not like we all don't do it.
Yeah.
It makes it a little more comical that I also read it as bathrooms and wanted to come back and be like, oh, I didn't know back then they had music in them.
No, they didn't. So when World War II began, the Queen Mary's identity shifted overnight. Her bright exterior was painted gray, her luxury stripped away. She became a troop ship, fast, massive, and vital to the war effort. Nicknamed the Gray Ghost, she transported hundreds of thousands of soldiers across dangerous waters. At times, she carried over 15,000 troops in single voyage, more than any other ship at that time. The conditions were crowded, tense. Every crossing carried the risk of attack. Lights were kept off at night to avoid detection. Silence was heavily enforced. Soldiers slept packed together, surrounded by the constant hum of engines and the uncertainty of what lay ahead. And then came one of the darkest moments in the ship's history.
So it was 1942, and the Queen Mary was traveling at high speeds off the coast of Ireland when it collided with its escort ship, the HMS Curacao. So it was, like, foggy that night, too, I heard.
Yeah.
And they were kind of, like, meeting the ship. They were already kind of full speed ahead and meeting it. And the impact of it was catastrophic. It pretty much split the Curacao in half, and within minutes that ship sunk. There were over 300 sailors who were thrown into the freezing ocean, and the Queen Mary's orders were to just keep going. They didn't stop for anything because they were afraid U-boats could be nearby, and slowing down could mean losing the Queen Mary and thousands of other lives itself. So survivors of that incident later described watching helplessly as men just disappeared into the water beneath them.
It's literally, like, so scary. Like, I can't even imagine, like...
It's just, like, a crappy...
It's kind of morbid. Like, yeah. It really is.
Knowing, like, that you just sit there and watch and there's nothing, like, our orders are just to keep going. Right. It sucks. Sorry.
Right.
It's the, like, a really bad hit and run. An on purpose one.
Yeah.
It's moments like this, sudden, violent, filled with fear and loss, that many believe leave something behind. An imprint, a scar that doesn't fade. Now, by the time the war ended, the Queen Mary had carried over 800,000 military personnel. She'd outrun submarines, survived storms, and witnessed unimaginable human emotion. When she returned to civilian service, the luxury came back. But something had changed. Passengers still danced in ballrooms, not bathrooms.
Not bathrooms.
I mean, they might have danced in bathrooms. Right.
They could have been dancing in the bathrooms. Who knows?
Yeah. They dined elegantly. But beneath it all, there was an unseen weight. Crew members began sharing stories. Small things at first. Some footsteps in empty corridors. Doors closing on their own. Shadows where no one stood. At the time, these stories just kind of got dismissed. But the problem was, they never stopped.
So let us return to one of the most infamous locations on the ship. Room B340. This isn't just a creepy room. It's a place with a long documented history of disturbances. Guests have reported waking up to the sound of someone pounding on the walls, faucets turning on in the middle of the night, covers being pulled off of beds, lights flickering, then going out completely. One guest described feeling something sit down beside him while he slept.
Did you notice that? You literally finished lights flickering and then the fridge kicked on in there and our lights flickered. It was the fridge, though. It was just really good timing.
That's crazy. I didn't even notice because I was so locked in.
It's something we have to do.
That's wild. Another claimed that he saw a figure standing at the foot of the bed, just watching. Not moving. Just there. The room became so notorious that it was closed to the public for years. Even today, it carries a reputation that draws thrill seekers and unnerves even the most skeptical visitors. So deep inside the ship, far from the elegant decks, lies the engine room. And I feel as though it's exactly what you can imagine. Hot, loud, and mechanical. And the site of one of the Queen Mary's most tragic accidents. In 1966, during a routine drill, an 18-year-old crew member named John Pedler was crushed by a watertight door. It happened quickly, violently, and he didn't survive. Since then, reports of a young man wandering the engine room have persisted for decades. Always described similarly, blue overalls appearing suddenly and then disappearing just as fast as it appears. Visitors have reported hearing footsteps behind them, feeling a presence in tight corridors. Some have even claimed that they've heard a voice calling out, "faint, urgent," as if it was asking for help. It's one of the most consistent hauntings on the ship and one of the hardest to explain.
The Queen Mary's swimming pools are perhaps the most eerie spaces on board. They're now empty and silent, but they're not inactive. The first class pool, once a place of laughter and music, has become a focal point for paranormal activity. People report hearing children giggling, seeing figures near the water's edge, footsteps echoing across dry tiles, and what's even more unsettling, there's wet footprints appearing where there's no water.
Which is so crazy. Like, imagine you're just standing and, like, there appears a bunch of wet footprints on the pool. Like,
you
kind of
think you'd feel like you're in a Scooby-Doo show.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's very cartoon-esque.
Like that. Yep.
Yeah.
In the second-class pool area, the stories intensify. This is where the spirits of a young girl, often called Jackie, is said to linger. Visitors claim to hear her voice. Investigators have reported responses during an EVP session of a child answering and a presence that feels aware. Whether real or imagined, these encounters leave a lasting impression because they don't feel random, they feel personal. Not all spirits aboard the Queen Mary are tied to tragedy. Some are connected to memory, to identity. The Lady in White, because there always has to be a Lady in White.
Always.
Is one of the most famous apparitions. She's been seen gliding through first class areas, near mirrors, and in the Queen's salon. Witnesses describe her as calm, elegant, almost peaceful. In one account, she is seen dancing alone in the ballroom, a moment frozen in time. When approached, she vanishes. No fear, no aggression, just presence, as if she belongs there. It's almost like she's just reliving the same things over and over again. Yeah.
The Queen Mary has been investigated countless times. Professional teams, by amateur ghost hunters, curious visitors. You name it, people have come to check it out. EVP recordings have captured unexplained voices. Thermal cameras have detected sudden cold spots. Motion sensors have triggered in empty rooms. Some recordings even include whispers saying, "help me" or "get out." Short, clear, and very unsettling. Skeptics argue that these could be just environmental noises, interference, or suggestion, and sometimes they probably are. But not always. Because what makes the Queen Mary different isn't just the evidence. It's the consistency. The same voices, the same locations, the same experiences over and over again. So why the Queen Mary specifically? Why does this ship, more than so many others, carry such a strong reputation? Part of it is definitely numbers. Decades of service, thousands of passengers, wartime trauma, accidents. But part of it is intensity. The fear of war, the suddenness of death, the isolation of the sea, all contained within steel walls that still exist today. Some believe these experiences leave behind energy. Others believe consciousness lingers. And some think it's something we don't yet understand at all.
Of course not. I don't think we'll ever understand any of this.
No.
But today, the Queen Mary is permanently docked in Long Beach, California. She operates as a hotel, museum, and tourist attraction. Guests can sleep in restored cabins, walk the same hallways as passengers from nearly a century ago, and if they choose, explore the ship's darker side. The paranormal tours are among the most popular attractions. Some guests leave disappointed, others leave shaken, but sometimes something happens. Something small, something subtle. But enough to make you question what you experienced. If you want the most compelling stories, you don't ask the tourists. You ask the staff. People who spend night after night on board. Security guards report figures on cameras that vanish when investigated. Housekeepers describe objects moving on their own. Maintenance workers refuse to enter certain areas alone, especially the engine room and the pools. Because for them, this isn't a one-time experience. It's a routine. And that may be the most unsettling detail of all of this.
The Queen Mary is a place where the past feels close, where the line between memory and presence isn't always clear. Sure, maybe the sounds are just echoes. Maybe the figures are just tricks of light and shadow. Or maybe some stories don't end. Maybe they linger, waiting to be heard, waiting to be felt. If a place could remember everything that ever happened inside it, every laugh, every fear, every final moment, what would it sound like? And if you heard it, would you recognize it as history or something still alive?
So thank you for listening to the Ominous Archives. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us on all of our social medias to stay updated. And also be sure to check out our team member Sam's podcast over at Scare Me Sam. She does amazing work over there and for us. So if you're in the market for a thriller or a horror book, make sure you check her out. And as for us, stay weird and stay haunted. See ya.
See ya.